I'm joined now by a member of one of the Iraq Study Group's four internal working groups. Larry Diamond is a senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, and he's a former advisor to the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq. And Larry Diamond, welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you.
At this point, can you tell us what the major proposals are under consideration by the Iraq Study Group? What's on the table?
No. The understanding that we all have is that the internal deliberations of the Iraq Study Group are confidential. What I can say is that there's a very healthy diversity of opinion among the members of the expert working groups, and the members themselves have listened very carefully, but I think have been extremely wise and discreet in not tipping their own hand.
We have heard a few ideas, though, that have been leaked out by James Baker, in fact, that Iran and Syria might be brought in. Can you give us some sort of broad ideas like that one?
Well, Baker has indicated that maybe it's going to be necessary to talk to our enemies. He was speaking for himself, not the commission, and he was speaking speculatively. And in any case, many people believe, and I am certainly one of them, that Syria has significant influence over the Sunni-based insurgency. In fact, it now increasingly appears that Syria is intensely funding and equipping it with weapons. And Iran has significant influence with the Shiite-based militias, many of whom have formed ferocious death squads that are responsible for much of the recent violence. So, you know, it's not like these countries have a switch that they can simply turn on or off. Neither is it likely to be the case that with a little bit of dialogue, they would exert pressure. But Iraq is increasingly a regional problem, and I would even say an international problem. And if you only try to pursue it internally and only with American diplomatic mediation, it's almost certainly not going to work.
Another idea that Baker has reportedly talked about is settling the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as part of the solution to Iraq. What do you think of that?
Well, I think if the goal is to settle the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, then we could be waiting for a very long time. But let me phrase it slightly differently. In a context where the United States is actively pursuing Middle East peace, then other things can happen, and America's reputation in the region tends to rise. In a conflict where there's no discussion, no active American mediation efforts, things tend to deteriorate. That's a lesson Baker learned himself from his own period as Secretary of State. And so resuming a process of dialogue and negotiation, and perhaps at least some interim concessions on each side, could create a momentum toward peace in the entire region rather than the momentum toward violent conflict that we have had, which has only strengthened and emboldened the extremists on all sides.
Given what we've just been talking about talking with our so-called enemies, Syria and Iran, and putting the Israeli-Palestinian conflict on the front burner, do you think that the Iraq Study Group's recommendations will end up being a fairly strong repudiation of the Bush administration's foreign policy?
No, certainly not explicitly. I think that the Iraq Study Group is going to want to have impact. So my guess is they're not going to deliver, you know, an analytic, rhetorical assessment. I think their goal is a very practical one. It's not to engage in recriminations about what's happened in the past, but to figure out how to stabilize and repair a very grave situation in terms of American engagement in Iraq and how to create a context in which the United States at some point, you know, in the next period of time, whether it's a year or 3 years or 4 years or whatever, how the United States could responsibly withdraw.
Larry Diamond is a member of one of the expert working groups advising the Iraq Study Group. Larry Diamond, thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.